I'm sorry, is that funny? Are you stand-up comic? Is that what you do now?
I will consult the bones.
Throw me a frickin' bone here.
I'm sorry I was born with this perfect bone structure.
It's time for the Comedy Bone Podcast, stand-up comedy radio with your host, Ryan Monarch. Are you ready?
Skull is ready.
There are 215 bones in the human body. That's one.
I just got that old-fashioned romantic feeling where I'd do anything to bone her.
Yeah. What's up, guys?
What's up, Brian?
What's going on, man?
What's going on? This is episode 012, episode 12. This is exciting.
012.
I started with triple digits because I figured this is going to be a long, long show. It's going to be around forever. So I'm like, we got to start with triple digits. So when it gets to 999, then we'll have to start adjusting things.
How about like 666?
That'll be like my Y2K. You want to be on episode 666?
I do.
We'll plan it right now.
Well, yeah,
okay.
We'll
You're
bring
booked.
Back the cast.
Yeah, I'll probably be dead by then, but that's okay.
I hope not. I mean, that's only what?
That's so much confidence.
That's like 10.
Ryan.
That's 10 years from now, 11 years.
I'll be dead by then.
Yeah, really?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I'll be too famous.
We're gonna go around the. Let's go around here. We got on the love seat Julio Gonzalez.
Yeah,
Mr. G.
What's up, dude?
Not much, man. Just enjoying your hospitality.
Yeah,
right
enjoying
Thank
that blue
so
moon
much.
Right there. You performed at Dodger Stadium, which I was very impressed with. That's
Dodger
awesome.
Stadium in the parking lot, but it still counts.
Was it in the parking
it
lot?
It still counts.
That
yes,
does count. Headlines love it. Some Brea all the time. You just get up all over LA, and you're a very funny dude. Every time I watch you, I always laugh. So
thank you.
Yeah, no problem. Let's go over to the couch. We got Mike Muratori.
Mr. Monarch.
Yeah.
My Jewish friend.
You've been on TBS, Comedy Time, Loco Comedy Slam. You are the serial killer of comedy.
Yes, sir.
That is your nickname.
Yes.
Have you been?
Good. Busy.
Good. And the lovely lady next to you, Bethany Dwyer.
I've
performed BD.
With
you.
Yes.
Yeah.
We have.
And you've been on The Office, The Fred Show, Disaster Date. You go up all over LA, been at all the clubs.
I do. I'm a little mad I didn't get any hospitality, Brian.
You walked in
I
and I was
no
like,
drink.
I was setting stuff
pizza.
Up. You know what I'm going to do?
There's pizza left. We saved some for
we
you.
We got two pieces of pizza left, and
for
we got
you.
Beer, Mike's Hard Lemonade. And what's going to happen is I'm going to start this awesome conversation. You guys are going
to
go at it, and I'm going to go grab you some. Just
no,
tell me
you
what
don't
you
have
want.
To. I'm okay. I brought a big jug of water.
Big jug of water. All right. So I guess we were just talking about how we don't know what we're going to talk about.
But we're going to have fun.
Let's
we
talk about that. Rape and roofies.
Rape and roofies. How many
Separate
times?
Separate or together?
Together, always.
Oh, okay.
Have you ever raped someone without roofies?
I've never had to rape anybody.
Oh, that's
not
good.
That I wouldn't do it, but I've never had to.
You're not above it.
I'm not above it.
Yeah. I like that.
That's good to know, Muratori.
And I just
he
like
doesn't limit himself.
Know, I'd like everyone to know, I have never been raped.
That's good.
Isn't
but have
it?
You
and
been
I'm still
good.
A stand-up. I'm
that's,
still a
That's
stand-up.
Amazing.
What about roofied?
Have you been roofied?
No, oh my God, yes, actually, I was.
Really?
I went into a bar, long story short.
When
and
was this?
The bartender, this was like 4 years ago.
Okay.
In L.A. And the
Was Muratori there?
Where were you?
No.
Yeah. He gave me a look. He gave me a look like.
Wasn't me.
Shit's about to go
I
down.
Wouldn't be here. I'm not that stupid.
It was actually the security guy did it to me.
Oh my
what?
God.
Yeah, and the bartender saw it. And he
it's good.
Served me the drink, and I was talking to somebody, and the security guy must have dropped it behind me in it, you know, whatever. And the bartender grabbed it and said, don't drink this. And then the cops came and took him away.
Took the security
took
away.
The security yeah. guy
The roofie security guy.
Damn. And then the bartender came up to me and was just like, I didn't want to tell you during to get you upset, but... There's literally a roofie, and the cops took the drink, and...
They tested it?
It's like,
I don't
was,
know.
That
I,
was...
After that, like, I didn't have to be involved, and that's why he said he didn't tell me anything. And as a bartender, it sounds like he's done this a million times. He's like, I got you. Like, I'm not even going to talk to you about it, so you don't have anything to do with it.
That is some shit.
Yeah.
Did you go out with the bartender?
No, but I was really flattered.
That's sweet.
Right? I was flattered that the security guy picked me out of all the other girls.
You were
the
one.
Club. It was me.
You're hot. You're only going to roofie hot girls. Nobody's roofing. Nobody's going to waste a roofie on a fat, ugly girl.
Because they'll go along with it.
They're going to go along with it, or you just get them drunk and they're going
to
go along
they
with it.
They have their own. They're like, do you want me to roofie myself?
I'll roofie myself. Exactly. So what's your story, Bethany? Are you single? Everyone here wants to know.
Oh, I am single.
Oh, yeah? How's that going?
It's going good. It's kind of new, so I'm...
When was your last relationship? You just got out of something?
I just got out of something like 2 months ago.
What happened?
What happened?
Yeah, we want to know.
Do you want to know?
Yeah.
Well, I feel bad telling... Well, nobody knows who my ex is, but...
Nobody does.
Was he a normal guy or a comic?
Oh, God. I don't date comics.
Smart girl.
Yeah, sorry. Three guys in here.
I don't date comics either.
No. Are you
kidding? I like chuckle fuckers. That's a whole other thing we can talk about.
Brian corners the market on that one, yeah.
We all love the chuckle fuckers.
You know what?
We do. You and I do.
Did you say chuckle fuckers?
Yes.
Love chuckle fuckers, Bethany.
He's all into it.
I love it. I know you are, too. I've got you all into that shit, too.
Yep.
Yeah. I saw the girl you were dating, the chuckle fucker, the one, the hot one.
Which one was it?
The stripper.
The stripper
au pair.
Oh, she wasn't a chuckle
She
fucker.
Was kind of a chuckle fucker.
Oh, look, he's still fucking her, and that's why he's saying that. He's like, I bet I'll redeem her.
He's defending his woman.
No, we met online.
But she had chuckle, online dating?
She had chuckle fucker qualities. She told me her whole life story after I got off stage about her being a stripper. Now she's an au pair.
And that was stupid of her.
It was. That's chuckle fucker shit right there.
I told her, I go, I'm never going to hear the end of this. I know Mike Muratori.
No, I think she was hot. You did good.
Yeah.
I want to talk about online dating.
Okay, but wait.
You've done it.
No, I want to talk about the boyfriend
first.
Yeah,
we
love you. Talk about the boyfriend. I want to hear about
the subject on us.
I totally am trying to change the subject.
What did he do?
What did he do for a living?
He was an actor and a musician.
Oh, you fucked up. Leave that alone. Normal guy.
No, right? I know.
You need a normal guy.
I know. I want a normal guy.
Better off with a comic.
No, definitely not with a comic.
Okay.
I think any artist should be the only artist in a relationship.
I agree.
Too much competition?
It just doesn't work.
I think it's more stage time. Like, you can be an artist as long as you're not on stage. Just one person does the staging.
One stage.
I agree.
One stage at a time.
One stage at a time.
I agree with that.
That's what it needs
to be.
Okay,
so what happened? You were dating for how long?
We were dating and living together for 2.5 years.
Oh,
that sucks.
Yeah.
Feeling a little better about it now?
I do. I mean, well, what are you going to do?
No, I know. It just takes a while, though.
It does take a while.
Yeah.
And, but I'm the type of person, I heal first. And then I start over. I don't do the, like, jump into a relationship.
That's good.
I don't go fuck
a lot of people
everyone.
Do.
They do.
Yeah.
And for me, it's like, I'd rather
Have you fucked anybody since you broke up?
You look so concerned, Brian. It's
I'm not
such a
concerned. I
want
to get to the bottom of this.
It's I love
it. I'm the only girl. But no, I have not. And I that's not where I'm at. Actually,
right. Even
before I met him, I didn't even want a boyfriend. And I told him, like, I don't want a boyfriend. I want to do my career. That's all I want. Like, you don't understand. I'm a comic. That's all we do.
So how did he get you in? How did he... Hook, line, and sinker you.
It took him 6 months
to woo me.
That's shit, he was persistent.
Somebody to grab me.
Well, I figured, God, he's still, like, 6 months? Like, he put in the time.
Yeah.
You know?
He did put in the time.
Yeah. What about you guys? Are you guys single?
He deserves the cookie.
I know.
He deserves the cookie,
Julio.
Yes.
Julio is not single?
No, I am not single. No.
Are you guys, you're married, right?
And No, we're actually
I thought
not.
You were married.
No.
Oh, how long you guys been dating?
4 years now.
You're married.
4 years December.
That's like
basically,
being married.
Yeah.
Are you gonna get married, do you think? You,
that,
I guess if the answer is no, he's not gonna say it here.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess so.
That's funny.
But that's
is she Latin?
Talks. No, she's not. She's
she
actually white?
White
from Minnesota.
Get the fuck out.
Yeah. She's a hard worker, man.
She's in Minnesota.
She
right?
works on the lawn more than I do.
No shit.
Yeah. I took a picture of her one time, sent it to a friend of mine, Mexican friend. I mean, look at this shit.
When you you guys have sex, does she go, oh, God, oh, God?
No accent at all.
She doesn't?
No accent
don't
at
you
all.
Know, right there,
she,
don't
she
you?
She does say, oh, God.
She
but
does?
No accent.
Not like that?
No.
That's pretty
that's
good, Bethany.
Oh, thank
yeah.
you.
Midwestern
I
girls put out.
I noticed.
Hey,
they
I'm
put
from
out.
Chicago. I know I'm not.
No, you Midwestern girls rock.
Yeah, I know.
You rock.
They are awesome.
You take them out. You take them out to a cornfield. They're sucking some dick. There's no fucking around.
I don't. I mean, who doesn't suck dick? Why does it matter where you are? Like, you either suck dick or you don't.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But exactly.
So you're saying all Midwestern.
Midwestern girls are cool.
The corn helps.
Yeah.
The cornfield
helps.
Right.
They're very. It's they're phallic. Very accommodating. They like men.
I went out with a girl from Minnesota.
They're
yeah,
great.
She was nice. Did you guys watch the Olympics?
I did.
I didn't.
Not one bit of it.
Me
oh, God,
either.
I loved it. I watched it.
If it was on the restaurant TV, I'd take a look. But that was about as far as
you,
I got.
You know what? Yeah, I guess I could
I'm not
say
into
that
sports
too.
That much. No. You like sports?
Crazy?
I don't think that's even sports.
How
really.
Weird is this
I mean,
right now?
What?
Three dudes not into
I
sports.
I like fighting.
I like UFC. I like MMA.
Okay. I like boxing.
We talk about football. That's something football. Else. But it wasn't well, in the Olympics this time around. So.
Right, right. Well, but then after he added sports, I'm not into sports.
I'm not.
Yeah, I guess so.
I just don't care. If I put money on the game, I'm into sports. But I don't care which team wins if I'm not involved.
Well,
yeah,
is a sport.
I wasn't too interested in the fastest
I like that
swimmer.
Sport. Mm-hmm.
Fastest swimmer just didn't say I got
not
see
into swimming.
No, I
who
fast
the hell.
Almost everything in a pool.
Really? I like the gymnastic girls.
Yes,
they were hot.
I'm sure you do.
No, the beach volleyball.
Oh yeah.
I'm straight oh, and I'm yeah. Like,
did you see that shit?
They're like 6 feet tall.
Oh yeah. Yeah. They're like ginormous.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's like, no boobs.
He turns into
but
the Kool-Aid man
butt.
When you
best
talk about
you've
that.
Ever seen.
Butts are good.
I would let them break my fucking neck, Julio. I don't play fight.
What's up with you, Mike? Have you had any chuckle fuckers lately?
I always have chuckle fuckers.
Oh, that's good.
What happens usually? What happens at the shows?
It, you know, I never have to force anybody into anything because
right.
you know about chuckle fuckers. They'll do it all on their own.
Huh.
But he's not above it.
I'm not
remember.
Above it. I'm not
he'll
above choking
roof,
a woman out.
You're not
roofie,
above forcing them.
Roofie
of course
somebody,
not.
But not a three or four.
I think most chuckle fuckers want to be choked out.
Yeah, they
like
want to. They
want
to.
That's
yeah.
what they like.
Yeah.
They. I picked up a Turkish chuckle fucker. She was kind of disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
And I've never had this happen before. She was giving me head, and it was so bad, I actually asked her to stop.
Was it teeth
really?
Or something?
It was teeth. It was ridiculous. It was. So I wound up jerking off on her chest and forming the M. Income. I tried to do my whole name.
So you still finished?
You'd of like, course I
let
did.
Let me do this.
I don't play fight. Of
you
course.
Wanted,
you
know. Why didn't you let
I'm
her
Puerto
give
Rican.
A hand job?
I know.
Nobody can give a hand job better than we can. The
no.
hand job is for amateurs.
I disagree.
Yeah.
I titty fucked her, basically, is what I did. She had big titties.
If there's lube around, the girls can do some hand jobbing. But
not into hand jobs.
Well, it depends. First of all, if you're not
he's not in high school no more, man.
Yeah, I know.
If you're not circumcised, hand job from anyone. If you are circumcised, you just have to know how to give a hand job.
So maybe you're right. I don't
if you're
know.
If you're not circumcised,
how did you
hand
how did
jobs
you come to that
easier?
Analogy?
So much easier. Well, because there's a lot of extra skin, and it's and it's very sensitive. So
I love
you
her.
You don't have to give a lot of tug on it. It's just like
is the skin that they take off extra sensitive?
I mean, oh my. Well, because it covers the head, so the head becomes more sensitive because it's
now.
Not.
Do you like uncircumcised or circumcised?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah. I like them both, but I love, I mean, my first was uncircumcised, so
okay.
I have like a affinity for it.
Oh, nice.
There's so
good
many
for
things you.
You
can do with it. And then when it's, even when it's flaccid.
I love her.
There's
look at
so
the look.
Many things
see,
you
then,
can
now
do
you know,
with
take this as a compliment. Now you know why I love Midwestern girls. The look on her face is, it explains why. It's why you're with a Midwestern. The look of excitement.
I love.
Like she
I
loves
do,
cock.
Love,
how
I
great
do.
Is that?
Doesn't schmegma get in there?
No, you got to
no,
clean that
no,
shit.
No, no, no. And you can pull it back. And that's what I was saying. Like even when it's flaccid and you're just
what?
Hanging out.
I learned schmegma is like the cheesy shit that gets
dude,
inside.
Dude, I did 2 years of pre-med.
What,
you gotta
like
clean your
button?
Dick. You gotta clean your dick. Who the fucking
when you're
schmegma?
Circumcised, you don't need
who
to fucking clean your dick.
The fucking schmegma in 2012?
Yes,
come
do.
On.
What do you mean you don't have to clean your dick?
You do not need to clean your dick when you're circumcised.
You
I haven't
do.
Cleaned it in a year.
Oh my God.
Then you probably have
the
some
soapy
shit
water
on.
Runs down.
No, fucker.
Totally kidding. I clean my dick.
Anyways, to finish my point, there's so many things you can do like afterwards when they're flaccid, when it's when it, there's extra skin.
Okay,
it's
so
like
you had,
tell us about
you
this.
Like, yeah.
This is fantastic.
It, you can tuck it in.
So
you can make it high.
You're talking
can,
about like penis puppetry and shit.
Penis
like,
puppetry,
like,
absolutely.
You're like,
oh my God, that's exactly
Eiffel Tower.
It.
Eiffel
you
Tower.
So many things.
Deserve a millionaire Jew. That's what you deserve. I decided.
You.
He won't be uncircumcised.
You're
though.
Awesome.
No,
you
I don't
deserve
care.
That.
I like both. It's not. I'm just saying.
Imagine going the rest of your life without any penis puppetry, though.
No, I can still do penis puppetry.
I think you're going to wind up with an uncircumcised dick. I could see it.
I
it's who you
am.
Are.
Well, and most people are here.
It's who you are.
Yeah, I mean, I just was blessed in the beginning to be like, oh, look what else is out there. And at the time, because it was my first, I was like, this is what they all look
this
like.
This is what
this
it's supposed
amazing.
To be.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
So I actually took it out on my next boyfriend. I was like, what's wrong with your penis?
How old were you when that happened?
When what happened?
When you had your first uncircumcised penis.
Oh, I was 20.
You lost your virginity at 20.
Yeah.
So
no,
did
I lost it later than that because he waited a year.
So you were 21.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Oh, you were old. God bless you.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Even though I'm from the Midwest, I have morals.
And you didn't blow anybody before that? You never saw a penis before that?
No, I, you know what? I was real. I've always, I've seen penis, But usually when you're watching stuff like that, they're always wrecked. It's not like you see them not hard. And I feel like you guys are having your own conversation.
No, you're good. You're fantastic.
He's laughing
you're
at his
fantastic.
Expressions.
I'm yeah. laughing at him looking just, at you. It's
enjoying,
great.
Enjoying the cigarette.
And smoking. Right yeah, yeah, I love that.
So when a penis is erect, I am not that familiar on this, and he's uncircumcised. You can't tell.
You can't tell.
So basically an erect penis and a circumcised and an uncircumcised erect next to each other look the same.
Right. It's just when you touch it, it's different because the skin is looser. So if you were to give a hand job, like when they're inside you, you know, the skin, you can, it just has more feeling. It's almost like a ribbed condom or something.
Interesting.
Yeah. Look at the excitement on
it. Are you circumcised, Moratori?
Yes.
Are you? Huh. Guess
we
none of us can
we
really
don't know.
Speak
we don't
from
know.
Experience.
No, we can't.
Just... Well, you can, you know, now you can stretch it. You can get it back. There's actually a couple of websites I saw.
Re-uncircumcise yourself?
Well,
re-circumcise.
I guess they're saying that, like, I guess they're saying that men are growing up actually missing their circumcision skin. They're actually feeling a, like, an emptiness.
A loss.
Okay, where'd you read this?
Well, first of all, one of them I saw on that an HBO special was like about sex or something. I saw
cable.
But then I also saw, oh, there you go. I also saw it on a website too. It's a guy and he actually invented this thing that you hook to your penis skin and it's a weight and you add weights to it and it continually stretches it out.
Like a piercing? But how does it hook to it?
I don't know.
I don't
remember. Or maybe it was a pump. I don't remember now, but I just remember it was him being able to get it back. He was pissed that his mother did it to him.
I guess it's just so weird because that's never crossed my mind.
Well, see, yeah, it's the skin.
We don't know any better because we're doing it when we're little.
Yeah.
Well, it will make your tip of your head more, well, I think the entire head more sensitive if you have a cover on it the entire
But it
time.
Was used to, it's there yeah. for a reason.
Right.
It's to protect it.
I mean, back when people start? Were walking around completely naked.
Yeah.
And, you know?
Well, yeah, basically.
But now we live in a...
Well,
society.
But I mean,
yes, Julio.
When you're home,
well,
you're
you can let
naked.
The top down.
You the
and
top,
just right,
the top is gone.
And just
Julio.
Let you know, let
it's
your hair
been
in
blown
the wind,
off.
They circumcise women in Africa sometimes.
That's yeah, stupid.
No,
they take the whole clit out.
Yeah, they
it's
get
not
rid of the pleasure,
hon. It's no feeling.
They use
left.
Like a rock and just grind that shit away, right?
Okay, well, I don't know.
They use Brillo, Brian.
There's
they use Brillo.
They don't have Brillo in
no
Africa.
They use black Afro hair.
I'm hurting.
They grind
I'm
it off.
Just thinking about it.
About the rock?
It's part of a ritual.
I don't know what I would do if that happened.
Maybe
women.
Off yourself.
That would be bad.
It would. My nipples would suddenly be like, the best thing ever.
Your new improved double clits.
Yeah.
Hello.
I don't know, guys. So
You know what? If I can, I think we're still missing out on something. You said you stopped a blowjob. Now, I can't remember
I have
the last...
Never...
I can't remember somebody saying I had a bad blowjob.
I've had bad blowjobs.
Dude, I have never done that in my life.
My question is, how'd you do it? Like, did you
I've
tap her on the
blowjobs.
Head?
Oh, she's a chuckle fucker.
Or was
I told
she looking
stop.
At you the
I
whole
said,
time?
Stop. And, yeah? It's over.
Were you pissed? And
yes!
Shit?
Wait, were she the...
Did
were,
you, like...
Were you the first chuckle that she fucked? Because didn't someone else...
I think
say, hey,
she's had several chuckles.
But no one told her
right?
she's doing
yeah,
it wrong?
Okay, I see that point, too.
She's
like, how
friends?
Old was she?
She was probably like 32, 33.
32 and
she
doesn't
big
know
big tits.
Can I tell you something?
She practicing on dildos and
probably
shit?
Nobody huge with the fucking... tits.
No, maybe she was doing it on purpose because she was like getting back at men. She was like,
maybe.
I hate men. I'm going to use my teeth.
The tits were ginormous, though. So
was the rest of her ginormous, too?
It was, yeah. she was an animal. She I can lie to you three. She was a fucking animal. I was drinking. She's a chuckle fucker.
That's hilarious.
No, but it's great. You're just getting a blowjob.
No, I can understand if it was a bad blowjob, you're just like, oh, it's a titty fucker. That's a good
that's
idea.
What I did. Yeah. I adapt. Yeah. I adapt.
But that's not what you said at first. At first, you said I gave myself a hand. Like
no,
you
no, no,
you,
no, no, no.
You said
you finished.
I finished. Yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant like
letter
you
M.
Like Zorro. Yeah, you're a regular
I know,
Zorro.
I could get the Zorro. I got the full
he
M.
Marked
though.
Her.
I had to work it.
He marked her when he was done. Yeah.
That's good. That's you awesome. Probably weren't the first mark.
I know
there's
I wasn't the first
probably an A
mark.
On there.
I'm sure. Graffiti on the side.
She might be on like number.
Definitely.
It probably like spells a word out. Well,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Maybe she's doing the alphabet. You're her M.
I'm her
next,
M.
Yeah. You know what? Next chuckle fucker you get, just hit her with the black light. See if Mike's been there.
Yeah, just look for the M.
Check. Check. Turn the lights on.
It's like there's an A, a B, a C. That's hilarious. So, what about dudes? Do dudes ever hit on you after a show?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How does
and
it go down?
Chicks.
Chicks you get hit on by chicks? Tell us about that.
Well, it's so crazy because I think stand-up comedy is notorious for female comics being, you know, lesbian. Because, you know, I don't know, maybe they're not out a lot anymore.
Do you talk about sex in your act a little, right?
Yeah, a little.
So that's the thing. Like, a lot of times guys start hearing you talk about the sex and they're like, oh, shit, this
And you got those
open.
Hot freak eyes.
Yeah. I do.
You got
yeah.
those hot freak eyes.
Well, thank you for saying hot, because usually they're like, you're an alien.
No, those eyes are what draw you in. It's like, yeah.
I bet those eyes would look different, interesting. You ever look at somebody, like, from above, but, like... Not 69.
You mean if I was giving you head, Ryan? Is that what you're trying to say?
No. I'm actually looking down. Your mouth is above your eyes. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I was looking, I was standing behind you looking down.
Oh,
I bet they look like they're normal. That way. Yeah.
Well, thank you.
You see, now your eyes look like possessed by the devil, which is hot.
I like how.
Like, you would just tear a dick off at the roots and start playing with it, maybe smoke it like a fucking joint.
Or,
that would be hot.
Put the skin back on.
Put the skin back on.
I mean, the second she said she doesn't date comics, we're like, oh, fuck it. We'll tell her what her eyes look like upside down.
Right, exactly. She only looks normal upside down, you guys.
Just kidding. They look great, actually.
Thanks.
Thanks.
I feel good about it.
I wanted to talk about bombing. Has everybody here bombed? On stage.
Yeah, of course.
I thought you meant
it's part of the
bombs.
Process.
All right. You want tell me your worst and I'll tell you mine. I've got two good ones.
I've talked about this before, actually. Well, I've bombed plenty of times, but like the worst was the first time I ever did comedy. I had this whole. Did I tell you about it? I was, I went to the Laugh Factory to do the open mic and I was reading Judy Carter's book.
Bad.
Yeah. But I was reading it and it said, don't go to a comedy club your first time, go to a coffee shop. And, you know, do it there. And I went to a bunch of, I went to a bunch of coffee shop open mics and it was like the shittiest fucking comics and nobody was listening to them and nobody was laughing. I'm like, fuck this. I'll never even know if I'm good. I'm going to the fucking Laugh Factory. So I go to the Laugh Factory. My big plan was Godzilla was coming out. This is 1998. I stopped for many years. I haven't done it for 16 years straight. Anyways, my point is, Godzilla was out and there was ads all over Hollywood and it said, his tail is longer than this bus, his claws are bigger than this billboard. That's like, that was the advertising.
Sounds
skit.
Like my dates.
Yeah. Her tits are bigger than Mike's hands. So
got an M on her chest.
So my plan was, this is my big plan. My big plan, Mike, was to go on stage and say, you know what? His dick is bigger than this stage. But here's the thing. No. Here's the thing. Not that it's funny, but my plan.
Yeah, you did.
The
you
movie
did.
Was long gone by the time I went up.
Oh,
and I still did it. And I just heard crickets on Sunset or cars driving by.
That's it.
That was it. It was just terrible. You asked my worst time.
All right. I got a good one for you.
And I talked about how I had to read when I poop. That's what I followed up
all
with.
All right.
So more crickets, basically.
Crickets.
I got some chuckles on
crickets
that.
Crickets aren't bad. You know you've bombed when you've been stabbed on stage.
Have you been stabbed
yeah,
on stage?
Yeah, okay, I've got two good ones.
You know what? And then I've never bombed.
Okay, you've never really bombed. I emptied the Ontario Improv one night.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, yeah.
How long was your set?
It was...
Let the man finish.
It was good 15 minutes.
Okay.
I got into a fist fight with the sound guy because he's putting crickets. Through the thing.
And
I told
him. That.
Well, I got crazy. I called him a nigger. I saw him kick ass after the show. I emptied the room. I walk up, open the door.
You're like Kramer
down.
Did.
Can you tell her that you're part black so she.
Yeah. I wish I was white. I wish. I want to be white my next life. Anyway, Helio secretly does because he's dating a white woman, so he knows. Yes. He secretly.
I'm halfway there.
Yeah, you're halfway there. That was the first one. Second time I got stabbed on stage. Did you ever do. You just started doing comedy recently, right?
Gonna be 5 years.
Okay, you ever do The Wild Coyote in Montebello?
Nope.
You ever hear about that place?
I've heard it. But I've heard it mentioned, not any crazy stories.
They don't still do it, though, right?
No, they stop. But that was probably pound for pound the worst place I've ever played. Ask any of the older Latin guys. It was a great place to develop.
Uh-huh.
Like Felipe, Jeff Garcia, all those guys went there. But it was bad. Like they had mongrel gangs. You had gangbangers. Just crazy, like crazy shit would go in there. All even the wait staff would start fights. So it was just out of control. But I got clipped like with a knife by a chick in the audience. Oh. I started screaming at her and she rushed the stage and she stuck me. So that was my second worst bomb.
Did you press charges? Did they catch
her? Fuck it. I threw it down.
You just take it. You take it. You go on to the next show.
You get stabbed and you can try to get stabbed again.
Well, what it was is she was a meth head and she had PTA on her arm. That was her tattoo. And she started talking shit. And I go, parent, we know you are. teacher, you've never been to school, association immigration, I rest my case, rushes the stage. There's like a metal bar around the stage. She hits the bar. She flips. She caught me, though. She like caught me and cracked her head open on the concrete.
Did you need stitches?
Nah, yeah, but it was nothing. They paid for everything, but it was cool.
That was sweet of them.
But that was probably the second worst. Shang has got stories of being people pulling guns on him.
Jesus Christ.
Which I've never had that. I've seen guns. I've had people go like this. I'm like, you're in a fucking comedy club. You're out of your fucking mind. Good luck with that one.
Yeah. I feel people don't understand that bombing is part of the process. Everyone has to bomb at some point.
Even if you've been doing it forever, you're still going to bomb.
You know, I think my worst bomb was a Comedy Store in the original room. And
that could be rough.
It could be.
Yeah.
And what happened was I got there... like 10:30, I go on, I start my set, nothing's happening. And my first thing that I do is like usually it lands, no problem.
Is this like one of those 3-minute sets on a Sunday or Monday?
It was a 7-minute set.
Oh, okay.
But yes, it was on a Monday.
Okay.
But it was full and then nothing. And so I was like, okay, gonna abandon this and go to my next bit. Did it again. Nothing. And it was like I didn't exist. And I was like, what is going on? So I'm like, all right, I think I've done enough. After like 4 minutes, I'm like, I'm going to wrap myself up. I get off stage and the host, actually Eleanor, said, oh my God, this girl earlier did your entire set.
Oh, shit.
So, and she knew who she was and told me, and, like, we figured it all out. But a girl had done the first 3 minutes of my entire set.
That's why you bombed. Shit.
That is why I bombed.
Did you find her?
I did.
Did you?
We had a very nice chat.
Did she admit it?
She did admit it and then said she wouldn't do it again. And then I heard she did it at room 5.
Holy,
you got to tell me who this chick
and
is.
Then,
yeah, who
well,
is
no,
it?
And then now it's gone.
She doesn't do it anymore?
Actually,
she doesn't
somebody,
do comedy?
No, because the promoter called me and she's like, this girl's doing your stuff. And I'm like, I've been doing comedy enough that, like, people were, you know, and he said, you can never come up here again. He stopped her, I guess, on stage.
What's her name?
I'm not saying her name.
What's her initials?
I'm not going to.
Tell us off. Then tell us off air.
Off air, I'll tell you guys.
Okay.
But first of all, it won't matter because you won't know because she had only started. It was like her first year of doing comedy.
Is she still doing
it? She's probably doing other people's stuff too, but it's just they knew me.
That's my biggest pet peeve joke.
I think she should. I think Bethany should rape that girl.
You got any roofies?
That doesn't make
give
any
her some
sense.
Of your roofies.
That doesn't make any sense because I'm totally not attracted to her. I don't like stealers.
Give her some of your roofies, Miratori.
I'll give her some of my roofies and then just roofie her and I'll rape her for you.
I never have to rape a girl.
Add
I could turn anyone.
To her.
Have you been with any girls?
Oh,
yes,
man.
She has.
Oh, yeah, you have.
Of course I have.
Come on, BD. Tell us about it.
No, I have.
How many?
How many?
You don't know how many?
No, I mean, I do, but how many doesn't matter. That's not a
does
good answer.
Does to us.
It does to us. 7, 8? I'm feeling like 7.
No, and it depends what you mean by no.
Making out. You know, you start with that.
It was probably 1 or 2. But I actually had somewhat of a relationship with one.
Oh, how
no,
long?
Really?
Yeah, it was like... Oh, it was only like 2 months because my boyfriend was on tour and I asked him if I could because I wanted to have sex and he was gone for 2 months and I was like, well, do you mind if I'm with a girl?
I'd be like, fuck no, I don't.
And then, well, no, he got really mad.
Really?
Really?
Well, yeah, because he loved me and he's like, I don't want to share you with anybody. And
I don't
was
understand
like,
those
doesn't
guys.
Doesn't matter to me.
Doesn't matter to me.
Doesn't matter to you.
Any fingers in the honey pot, huh?
Well, it's not like, and first of all, let me just say why this is why I would never date a comic, but he never even asked about like watching or coming in or doing whatever.
Well, he didn't even want you to do it.
No.
So yeah, well, of course he
didn't
want to watch.
Did you do a lesbian 69?
I was with a girl. That's all I'm going to tell you, boys.
Oh, I love that. That's my favorite thing.
You gave and received though, right?
Of course.
Okay.
So nice.
There we go.
Yeah.
Nice.
But it was such a good, like, relationship reason. She just was so lovely to
me.
Is
she a lesbian or was she bisexual?
She's a in-the-closet lesbian.
Oh.
And I think she was way, way, way into me. Like, we were friends for a long time.
Did you ever consider it?
Finally. Consider what?
Being with her, like, permanently?
Oh, God, no.
Okay.
No. It was, and in fact, I told her, I was totally upfront. I was like, look, this is just a sexual relationship.
For the time being.
Yeah, I was like,
he gets off to her. X date.
Done.
Now, were you the man in the relationship? Were you the aggressor? Were you the dude?
No. She was the lesbian. I was the straight girl.
Yeah,
okay.
She's only done
okay.
it a couple of times.
Yeah. I mean, it was with her, you know.
I could see you taking control, though.
I mean, sometimes when I felt like it.
Yeah.
So, That's pretty cool. And you said it happened another time with another girl, too?
Well, I just made out with a girl.
Oh, so you made out with one and had total lesbian sex with another.
I love lesbian sex. It's my favorite porn in the whole world.
Did you ever have a threesome?
Every guy's.
I have had threesomes, yes.
How many dudes were involved?
Never dudes.
That's
a lot of work, though. Like, I'm old now. I'm too tired to do that now.
No, like, you want another dude. Now you want a threesome. No. Like, do everything I don't want
to
do.
A lot of work trying to convince them, or a lot of
it's an art form. I know you've done them, too. And you've probably done threesomes, too. I know you have. You have to convince them. It's an art form to it.
If she's had more threesomes, I mean, that means there's more girls than you told us about.
Well, no. Well, I didn't say I had threesomes. He said I had threesomes.
I assumed.
Yeah, well, yeah, you look like you had one.
You have. Have you done two guys or just one? I think it's one guy, two girls.
Yeah,
one guy, you, and another girl. That's what I keep getting.
That's what you keep getting? Are you psychic now?
I keep hearing
sexually,
it.
Two guys,
sexually
one girl.
Psychic. Yeah.
Because yeah.
Do you want to talk about it?
Do I want to talk? No, he brought it up. I want to hear.
Have you had a threesome?
About.
Though?
I possibly could have, but I would like him to.
It's in defense of women. No, it's an art form. You've done them. You have to. You have to coerce them into it.
I had many failed attempts before it actually happened.
Yeah.
Me
too.
I could make a whole show on the failed
attempts.
I've watched failed attempts, and they're hilarious.
They're the worst.
I've probably had 50 or 60 failed attempts.
What was the worst one?
As you get older, it gets easier.
But do you even think it was worth it? Like, as a man being with the two women, I always think this. It's such a fantasy. It's such this great, amazing thing that you can keep pulling in, you know, and using. But then once you do it, I mean, I'm sure there's the 99% of people, this is what I'm talking about, and there's 1% of the people who had an amazing, wonderful, oh my God, threesomes are awesome. But I think most of the time, one person's left out, and like...
How was yours?
The other person is... Nice try. And the other person is like...
I love you. You're so stupid.
You know what I mean? It's just so much going on.
It's
so
like,
much
I
going
hear,
on.
Yeah, it's I like hear you. Taking a shower with somebody. Somebody's not going to be under the hot water.
I hate taking showers with people.
It's a lot of work. I don't do them anymore. I'm too old now.
We're
but yeah,
about
back
showers
in the day.
Or threesomes.
Threesomes.
Now? Okay.
I was talking about showers. Because you know what it is? It's how much money you make. Because if your shower is like apartment size shower, it sucks. But if you're like rich, you know, shower, then
right.
Like
more
eight heads,
heads
and like
a
bench.
They have showers that are made for two people like at the same time. That would be cool.
Yeah.
Then I would go for it.
Yeah, those are cool.
But also like it's like the vagina feels weird when they're.
What's wrong with you? It never feels weird.
When it's all wet from water,
Oh, please.
As a matter of fact, Andrew Santino or somebody has a routine about how it's
like
a squeegee.
A wet dry.
It's like,
well, it's not comfortable being the woman. Like, just because it's a pool of water does not make it less, you know, friction.
It actually makes it more friction. That's what I'm talking about. There's more friction. I'm telling you, Moratori.
Well, yeah, it dilutes your lube, you know?
Yeah. What were you saying, Julio?
Like a wet dry.
What
but
is this?
I don't want you to not go into your worst attempt.
Oh, you want to hear my worst attempt at a threesome?
Yeah. You told me, and I thought it was great.
This chick was crazy. Her name was, I can't imagine her being
Valley
alive
girl?
Still. She lived in Glendale at the time. Her name is Brandy.
Of course she did.
Simple yes and no would do.
She's, I guess that's a Valley girl.
It's a great story.
Glendale,
he's going to tell you a story. It's a great story.
Is Glendale a Valley? Is
that, I think so, right?
I guess so. Burbank and Glendale aren't really LA County, though, so that's why I don't know if they're Valley. But they are 818. It's a weird situation over there.
That's true.
All right, story.
Okay, so I was dating this girl, and the first night we were together, I knew she was crazy because we went to the Commerce Club or something, and she was telling me how she escorts Asian dudes, like rich Asian dudes sometimes. And like, it's weird. And a cop pulls me over before we get to the freeway. And she's like, oh my God. And I just met her. She's like, oh my God. She's like, oh my God, I was speeding. He's like, oh my God, do you want me to cry? I'll cry and get you out of this right now. And I'm like, no, please don't do that. And then, anyways, I didn't tell you the whole story. Wait till you hear this shit. We start dating. And she was talking about how she wanted me to go up to her girlfriend's house and play Truth or Dare. And I was like, okay, cool. I get up there, and the worst-looking girl ever. And I had never had a threesome, and I was just battling in my head whether this was a good idea or not. You know, I was just like, but it was just like, I don't want to sound like a dick, but it was just really fucking bad.
Well, maybe it's like a workout. You got to, you know, start low.
Pace yourself. Know, but it was just so bad, dude. We were playing Truth or Dare. The blonde Brandy dared the other girl to touch my dick. We did that. I dare her to lick her boobs. They did that. She went to the bathroom. I tell Brandy, I go, look, I don't think I'm going to be able to do this with her. She fucking loses her shit. She gets all pissed at me. She's in my face screaming at me. And she fucking smacks the shit out of me like, boom, like right in my face. The girl comes back in. She doesn't know what the fuck is going on. I'm like, fuck you, bitch. And I walk down to my car. And this bitch was so fucking crazy. Somehow, 5 minutes later, she has somehow made it so that we were, and we ended up having sex in my front seat. Like, me and the blonde.
It's not that bad of a story.
No, yeah. I know. But check this out. So later on.
I'm waiting for that part. Yeah.
Well, that was just like my worst attempt. But here's, check this out. We're dating another couple weeks.
Worst attempt, though. You didn't want to do it. That's not the worst attempt. They were trying to get you involved.
Yeah, I guess that wasn't. Well,
that should be the ugliest chick.
I got smacked.
Yeah, it should be her story.
So you got smacked by the ugly chick?
No, I got smacked by the hot chick.
But that was crazy.
She was crazy. But anyways, check this out. 2 weeks later, I'm like, I can't date this chick anymore. She was just nuts. I remember I was asking her, like, she was talking about her pussy and how she likes whatever in it. And I go, what else have you had in your pussy? She's like, I'll do my best impression of Brandy.
If she rolls her eyes back, that's bad. There's a lot of shit that's been in there.
No, this is.
She's been thinking about it.
Oh, yeah.
Of what to tell you.
That's how it started. She started going like this. She's like, let's see, a penis. A gun, a gang of fingers.
A gang of fingers. You mean,
how great is that?
You the name of the gang? I mean,
it's a knuckle gang.
The list just
the
kept
three
going.
Knuckle
like
gang.
A Monopoly was in there.
Yeah. The list just kept going. The one thing she did
a
give
Twister
me
set.
Is yeah. She got me hooked on Oasis, which is my favorite band. So that's the only thing that
she had Oasis in there?
When I first met her, she's like, I can't see you tomorrow or the
she
next
had a
day.
CD.
She said an Oasis.
She played
CD
it
in there.
She's like,
I asked her what that was.
She was like, I'm going to the Oasis tomorrow and the next day. I'm like, Jesus Christ, what the fuck does she like Oasis so much? So after we broke up, 6 months later, I started listening to them. I was like, what was so big about Oasis? Anyways, when I broke up with her, I go, I got to get out of here. I can't see you anymore. I walk downstairs. She follows me. She goes, she's at my car. We're screaming at each other. She goes, look, this is it. If you leave, I'm calling the cops and telling them you just raped me.
What?
Yes. Shit. That's what she told me.
You know,
she should have called me. I'm the MacGyver of filth. I would have came over there and killed her for you.
I didn't even know you. This
I would have
so
turned her into
ago.
A fucking coat.
Yeah. No, but one of my friends, actually, who's a very sweet guy, said that he broke up with his girlfriend, and she went and told all his friends that he raped her once and then beat her. And this guy is so sweet. And I was like, how do girls get? Oh man, I don't know how you guys do it.
Maybe he did though.
Bring her to my house. Probably. I can make her live out that truth.
Mike Stamper with the
name. I'll fucking knock her ass up.
I believe any story any girl told me about you guys, but I'm talking about him.
In defense of your friend, all my friends are nice guys. All my friends are nice guys. Mm-hmm. I'm not a nice guy.
Except
all my friends are nice guys.
Except the comics, right?
Well, even the comics, you know.
I don't believe you now.
Most of my comic friends don't, they don't get a lot of action. They don't get anything.
Yeah, a lot of comics are in, I think they're in comedy because they think that's going to help
them. Yeah, I feel sorry for a lot of my friends.
Well, I think now it's so diluted. There's so many people where before it was like, the 10 best comics are a comedy store. And those guys all have development deals or in a pilot. You know, like I'm talking like 10, 15 years ago.
Yeah, now it is
now
diluted.
It's like there's 50, 60 guys hanging out,
it's crazy.
Trying to get up on stage and have to tell people, I'm a comic. I'm a comic. I know I'm here, but I'm a comic.
There's over 1,500 people or 1,300 people on SoCal stand-up, and I still don't know most of the comics out there. Like, there's
1,300 comics?
On SoCal stand-up.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Registered comics.
Yeah, but I wonder, how much of those are actual comics that go up all the time.
You know what?
Like,
what do you
they're probably
think
not.
Qualifies
they
can, you?
Yeah, like
they're active, and then they're not. And then they're
have to headline.
Really?
I think so, yeah.
You have to headline what?
You mean like a 45-minute set?
Yeah.
Or you have to make sure that everybody in the club came to see you?
No, you have to headline. And I think if I ever owned a club, like we've talked about this.
Right.
If you owned a club and you had the comics audition with, let's say, a 30-minute set, you would see the difference in skill very quickly. The problem that I have with a lot of people is not that they're not funny. Is that I know people, I'm not going to mention names, that have gotten development deals that make a shitload of money that have 20 minutes of fucking comedy material.
Yeah.
And you see somebody like Bill Burr, who I think is a fucking genius, who doesn't have a fucking TV show. Okay, I was a casting director. How the fuck does he not have a TV show? What don't you see? You're going to tell me you can't market him? Come on.
What was his question to you? Sorry to interrupt.
It goes, what makes somebody a comic? It's somebody who get to headlining status.
Oh, okay.
Because then you have a point of view. You know who you are. You know what you're not good at. That's a big thing, too. You know what you're not good at. And you're ready to work.
Well, like, gentlemen, take a look right there. You could see I headlined at the Hideout in Santa Monica.
Nice.
There was, I think, 7 people there, and 6 of them were comics. And we had an awesome poster made.
And that's I didn't even make the poster.
I love that there was less people there than there are the number of comics.
There's actually,
you're like 6 people, and there's clearly like 8 people on the poster. 8
people should have been there, yeah. 2 of the comics were like, fuck this,
I'm
getting out
of here.
That
is stupid. 8 of them should. You know what? You should just all leave. Just go. Just, that's it.
Yeah. So
that's a great question, though.
Well, because my thing was that I've seen some people that do open mics and then be like, "Hey, I'm a comic. Let me get on your show."
Oh, the second you go on stage, they call themselves a comic.
Oh, you make a living at it. Maybe we'd take it even a step further. Making a living at it. Yeah. Then
but there
know.
Could be different levels of comic.
Sure.
There's open mic comics. There's comics that go up at least once a week. They can call themselves a comic even though they're not making their living off of it. I mean, here's the thing. I see what you're saying. If it's not your primary income, you're not really a comic. You're a fucking architect. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
That's what you're saying.
Yeah.
So if it's your profession, that's when you should say, I am a comic.
I am a comic.
But that should be called professional comic, I think. Because everyone's a comic.
Well, you add. Yeah, okay, we can add something to it.
Yeah, professional comic.
Because, I mean, I guess for me, it's still a hobby. Because
I'm like an amateur necrophiliac, so... I'm not a professional yet.
How many dead bodies have you had sex with?
I don't have a regular job, but I'd make more money doing like the writing acting than I do comedy, but I spend a lot more time doing comedy than I do anything else.
Right. Well, yeah, but you're like a working performer, though, in defense of you. I mean, that's what you do for a living.
Right, but I'm just saying if it's the headliner 45 minutes, that every time you go up, you're a headliner. Like, you don't do
nobody
other
shows. Is every
no,
time.
No. But right. You'll get to that point because you're not, you don't have a day job. You're actually working towards that. That's the thing I'm trying to.
I don't
say it came out wrong, but yeah, if I had a club, the audition would be probably about 30 minutes
because
you would weed out so many people so fast. And it's not that they're bad. It's just it is what it is.
But you got to get openers, too. It's not only headliners.
But I'll give you an example with Jamie. Mm-hmm. If you audition for Jamie, it's like a 20 minute set.
Well, he goes in stage. Are you talking about Laugh Factory?
Yeah, he does go in stages, but the final stage is 20 minutes. Mm-hmm. It's like a 3, a 5, an 8, a 10,
well,
a 15, and a 20.
In L.A., you're not getting those 45 minutes.
No, you're not.
You know?
Even
unless
when
you're coming
headline,
in.
Like, you headlining.
Yeah, headlining in L.A. is not the same as the road.
No.
I mean, headlining in L.A. would be that 20 minute.
Yeah, some.
Yeah, it would be. Yeah. Absolutely.
Some headliners in L.A. are doing 15, it seems like. I mean, it's just the nature of the beast. There's like 30 comics before you, and then there's fucking, you get what time is left.
Yeah, you get to make. Yeah,
and then the club starts throwing people left. On.
Absolutely.
And then there's like no time, and it's just, ugh. Hate the
dude, I try to give myself 30 on my shows.
Yeah.
But I'm not doing
But the good
material.
Thing about you is you're in control of it and you book 4 comics.
Yeah.
You're not booking like
that's the right way to do it.
That
too.
Is the right way to do it.
Yeah.
You have a nice show that way.
And
you
can do that. Like I was saying earlier, you do like 1 show a month, like or 2 maybe. Like I'm doing 4 a week or, you know, 4 a month at one place.
No, yeah,
3 at another.
I definitely understand.
I'm always defending
myself.
When
you
myself.
Say that shit. I know, because we didn't even say anything towards
him. I'm like, what the fuck's wrong with my shows?
Yeah. What am I doing wrong?
He's like a battered comic.
I am, dude.
I give kudos to anyone who does a show. I tried to do a show one time.
Where was it?
And then it was at the Federal.
Okay.
Actually, I did more than one. And then I did at this little, like, local, very cute bar. And the first time I did it, it went great because it was small and intimate, wasn't any pressure. And then the second time I tried to do the Federal, and then when I tried to do my set, which I was just hosting, I didn't want a headline, I wanted to whatever, I couldn't perform because the other side of my head was working, and I was just so stressed about getting people in the door and like
that's
making
how it is.
Sure everything's good.
I'm
and
always stressed
happy.
At my shows. It's a nightmare.
God, I'll never do it again because that's just a different... brain you're using. I don't know.
I enjoy being on other people's shows more than my own. Like when I do your shows, I'm just like,
chill.
You
can just show up, perform.
Yeah. At my shows, it's like, and then the club owners and managers are hitting you up about shit. You have to work the door if you're at the Comedy Store. There's all sorts of shit to worry about.
God damn it. Man,
how's your new shows going?
I'm trying to make them work. You know how it is. It's tough.
Yeah.
It's
what
tough.
Are your new shows?
Just trying to book shows, just right outside the city, so I can actually pay people.
Valencia, and what was the other one?
Valencia, and this one's going to be in Burbank.
Where? The Flappers?
Tequila's. No, fuck Flappers. Fuck them.
Where's Tequila's?
It's on Magnolia in Burbank.
Oh, okay, that's right near Flappers. Though.
Yeah, well, it's up. It's like maybe 8 miles.
Oh, so closer to Sardo's side. Like near the
like right near Cahuenga.
Okay.
We'll see. You know how that goes. I don't need to tell you.
Yeah, I do know how that
you
goes.
You do know how it goes.
What are you guys doing now? Like, are you doing auditions and shit? Is that what you do every day? Is that like your thing? You're an actress and you're always going to auditions?
I do. I audition whenever they have them. I'm also a writer. I just...
What do you write for?
I did write for Disaster Date for 3 seasons.
Oh, so you know Kayvon?
Uh-huh.
Are you good friends with him?
Not very good friends, but we've gone out together and tried to do a Disaster Date kind of tour.
Is he circumcised?
That I would not know. I do not date comics.
Oh.
Brian doesn't listen.
I thought that was a new rule.
I
thought that was a rule.
I wouldn't date you.
Oh.
I thought that was a
rule. BD's whipping your ass.
No listening.
BD's
no
whipping your ass.
I thought you created that rule when you saw us, actually. I didn't know it was an old rule.
No, it's old rule.
That's a man's skill right there, though, not to listen. So we can't really
blame
a scorpion
for being a scorpion.
Right,
there are some that can fake it so good that they'll have my time.
Yeah, yeah, like the guaranteed, like the head nodding and repeating mm-hmm. the last 3 words you say.
Right.
Yeah. I see that as a good trick.
And then just making sure whatever the next question is, it was somewhat related to the last one.
Yes.
Or you can say, oh, and then change the subject. But you have to know that.
And then you can change the subject.
Right. Yes. There you go. See?
See what I mean? Last 3 words.
There we go. That's what I did.
Last 3 words.
Tried.
But I create shows. I write for other people.
That's cool.
Yeah, yeah.
You want to buy some jokes, Miratori?
No.
I don't think she has a crazy enough mind for your...
I think she's talented, though. I like her.
Yeah, she's funny.
Thanks.
And you definitely could work as an actress.
She does.
That's what I do.
I can tell, because I was a cat. I could tell in 2 seconds.
Thanks.
I go, yeah, perfect.
If anybody...
Or no. It's like, you know... Well, you don't know, but yeah. You're like, yes, or go fuck yourself. No. Mm-hmm. I have friends send me their headshots. I'm like, no.
Oh, because you did casting.
Yeah, I'm like, no.
What do you look for? What do you like talking
they
about?
Know, the good ones know in 2 seconds. Somebody walks in, you can tell by their look, they have the energy, and then if they can read or not. That's it.
Is it really like, is the casting couch really like they say in the movies?
Not anymore. Did it you? Was, that was over before my time, because movies and TV now.
Damn.
Well, I'll tell you.
That's
I'll tell
why
you story.
Stopped. He thought he was getting some coucher fuckers.
Well, not even that. But movies and TV now are so expensive that none of that goes on anymore. They can't even make a TV show now.
It's all reality shows.
Well, it's not even just that. Even the shows that aren't reality, if they can't sell the people on the show, they're not going to keep the show on the air.
Right.
To the advertisers.
So they need talent.
Well, to the advertisers, too. That's it. So, it's a different world now. It's all about marketing. And
just like comedy.
Just like comedy now.
You doing any shows coming up? You got anything booked right now?
Yeah, I'm at the Improv on Thursday. I'm at...
Oh, yeah. That's why you're on my show. That's why they put you on there for us.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
You didn't book me.
I didn't book you.
Booked through Improv.
Well, we don't know each other that well.
No, we don't. It's fine.
But that's cool. So we got Adam Ray and... what's his name? Theo Vaughn's on that show, too.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it's going to be a good one.
Theo and Adam.
I'm not even on the show.
You just booked it?
Yeah, I don't even book. I'm not even... Well, the Improv, you know how it works? I don't know if you're aware of this. This is how the Improv works. If you get a show at the Improv, you get 4 spots. Headliner, host, and 2 comics. That's it. They book the rest. So if I put myself in the picture, that means now there's now... I have to put a headliner who was not going to promote it, myself, and then 2 comics. And I have like a 2-man promotion team. So, I got to take myself out of the picture sometimes at that particular venue. But
you got your name attached to it, though, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Still my show and everything. Yeah. But, I don't get to be on the stage that night. Unless somebody...
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah, it is weird.
You should put yourself in your own show.
I did last time.
Why don't you just host it, then?
If I have a huge headliner, I know they're going to sell tickets. Like, if Chris D'Elia or somebody's headlining, and then I'll be like, oh, it'll probably sell out anyways, and I'll put myself
then
on.
Then you put yourself on.
Yeah, but, right now, not that Adam Ray's hilarious, mm-hmm. but, I don't think people are like, oh my God, Adam Ray is, they don't see him on TV
yet. They are going to be like, oh my God, Bethany Dwyer's on it.
Good.
No, I'm kidding. No. Not going to happen.
Okay. Well, you're on The Office.
Wait, I was going to say, in 10 years when the Disaster Day people grow up, I'm going to kill it.
Mm-hmm. Is Disaster Day still being made?
No, 4th season, and then that was it.
Oh, okay.
What was it about?
It was a prank dating show, so people would go on blind dates with me, and there was a cast of people, and then we would be a disaster.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, so you were
it's like
on
my
the
life,
camera.
My real life.
I was both. I was creative producer,
without the camera.
Writing
without the
it
camera.
For 3 seasons.
Thank God.
For seasons 2 through 4, and then I was an actor seasons 1 through 3.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's pretty cool. So did you ever? So Kayvon was the same thing you were when it came to being in front of the camera. Like
he was only on 1 season.
Oh, okay.
in front of the camera, yeah.
Gotcha. Was it the last season?
The last season.
Cool. And then that's gone now.
Yeah, it's gone.
All right.
Yeah. Moved on.
I asked Kayvon if he had banged any of the chicks that he went out with, and he said they had a very strict rule against doing that.
Like they did?
If that's what he said. Maybe he was protecting himself by saying that.
Because he didn't want to tell you no one would bone him.
but BD again in the house.
I love Kayvon. But no, I mean, unless someone took him aside because he was trying to bone him and was like, hey, there's a strict rule and it was only for him. But no, it was never told that. I mean, especially because after you'd finish having the date,
right,
you would think, like, some of them I made them cry. Some of them it was like...
So it was real on their end.
It was real on their end. And so afterwards, they'd always be like, so now do we go on a real date? And it's like, did you not even know my name was... It's not...
Like, are you going to pay
Maria?
Me the union fee?
Yeah, like, it's not happening.
Were you interested in any of the guys that you dated on the show?
No.
Not even a little?
Not even a little.
Interesting.
Yeah.
You were on Blind Date, weren't you?
Yeah, mine was the third most popular of all time.
Really? What happened?
Oh, shit.
Can I find that? I want to see this.
I could probably give it to you. I probably have it somewhere in the house.
Isn't Adam Ray? Adam Ray was on it, too.
Probably.
I have it in the house somewhere. I could probably give it to you.
It's not on YouTube or some shit?
They pulled it. Mine had like 150,000 hits.
Why did they pull it?
The company pulled it because I put it up there.
Oh,
and they didn't. Okay. Yeah, it was like.
Yeah,
it was on your page.
Yeah, they just like. Yeah.
There's
no.
Too much copyright.
Yeah, they don't want that
shit going on.
What happened that it was the third highest?
That's what they told me. It was popular. Right? They let me drink on camera, which was a huge mistake.
Oh.
Yeah.
How
Long Island iced teas, baby.
No shit.
Long Island iced teas, baby.
Did they stay in you?
Oh, yeah.
wrong island.
It's not scripted. That show is like you went on a date, right? And they follow you.
Yeah, we went on a date, and my date, her body was off the hook.
Yeah?
The face looked like I hit her. It was fucked up.
Oh, okay.
And she was a mishmash like me.
Butterface.
Yeah, she was like black and white and Indian. She was like a mix, and they like that. She had like a big puffy like afro, which looked ridiculous. And I would have hit it. Like, so basically, our deal was this. First part of it, we went to an ice cream shop, and they tied my arms behind my back, and hers were, and I won the bet. And the bet was, if I win, she's got to have sex with me. That's it. If I lose, I'm going to take off all my clothes in Long Beach and do comedy on the street naked, which I was willing to do. I don't give a fuck. I was really
neither of these things happened though.
It was promoting you.
No. Yeah. Either way, it was all good, right? So we get to dinner in Long Beach, and at this point, I've had four Long Islands on an empty stomach. I am fucking hammered.
So you're willing to do comedy in Long Beach naked.
And I'm getting out of control. And they're like, do your thing. Be who you are. So I start fucking with her. And I'm like, you know, you negged on a bet. What the fuck is this shit? You negged on a bet. We need to hook up. What are we doing?
So then they took. Are you?
Yeah, right. This went on for an hour.
And there's a little bubble over your head.
Yeah.
This is how Mike swoons women.
And they cut the whole thing down to nothing. I mean, it's like
roofies.
10 minutes. It's a joke. You know, it's a joke. I mean, they cut the whole thing down to nothing anyway. So the final thing, we're in a bar in Long Beach, and they're like, just go for it. So I start fucking with her. Mm-hmm. And she thought it was real. It was all bullshit.
Yeah.
She freaks the fuck out, screaming at me. I think they use like this much of it. But if you were there, it was hilarious. Fuck you. I'd never sleep with you. You're a piece of shit. Ah, they had to edit all of that out. But it was great. She ran off.
Nice.
Yeah. So
that's how it ended.
It's clipped down. It's, you know, it's TV. It's all.
That's cool. How about you? Do you do any TV? Julio?
No, I'm not even going to say, Cops. I have done nothing.
Me either.
Done nothing.
Although I was on Solid Gold when I was in fifth grade.
You know,
for
what?
Like a 3-second thing. We had to lip sync the chipmunk singing a Christmas song.
One time, I guess I just walked in the background of some news story.
News story?
Because I was told. Hey.
Oh, news story. Yeah.
I was going, I saw you right
you
there.
You should put
by
that on your
credits, right?
Your IMDb.
Yeah. Yeah, I know, right? I should start it.
Performed on the planet Mars.
Just start making shit up. Like, right? Behind
like
a news.
Fat guy
ABC
in obese
news.
Montage. You know? It's like, I was walking down the escalator. They caught
performed to homeless person.
We have to get a credit, man. You need a credit. Like,
well, I think I have the Mundos one. I did the video with them. It got popular on their website, so they played it on TV for a little bit. You know,
oh, that's
I forgot
cool.
About that, yeah.
How much do credits help you, Bethany? Like when you want to do a comedy show, you're like, well, I've been on The Office, and then they're like, oh, awesome. Is that how?
On the road, it's great.
Mm-hmm.
But in LA, it doesn't matter.
Everyone has credits.
Well,
in LA,
it's
like, how many people can you bring?
that's why.
Can
they
you bring
care,
the state of Ohio?
Just,
yeah, and there's.
I'll put you on the show.
You got 200 friends.
Here,
you got 200 friends.
Right.
That'll all do it for free. So
yeah.
Well, here's how did you become a, you're obviously a regular at the Improv. Is that like how do they book you at the Improv? Like I don't know, understand like the process of like where the extra people come from that they put on the show.
Oh, they just because they'll email me and be like, you are on the show or.
But how did you get in there? Like, is it because you know somebody there? Or you were just
Why don't they email
your management?
Yeah,
okay.
They do it.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Cool. Which clubs do you still do?
Ice House and the Factory a lot. That's it.
Oh, that's nice.
I just did the Ice House on Saturday with Eric Schwartz.
Oh, cool. How'd that go?
It went awesome.
Oh, it's a great club. I'm advertising that.
Yeah, I haven't done it since it's been remodeled. I loved it there.
Was it sold out? Pretty close?
Pretty close.
That's did you do the little room or the big room?
Stage two.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Oh, I thought he was on stage one that weekend.
Mm-mm.
That's cool. He's really funny. I like his little raps.
He was fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Big hit on YouTube.
Mm-hmm. Huge. He has millions of hits.
40 million hits.
Yeah. What how long did you do on those shows, just out of curiosity?
I did well, it ended up 20 minutes.
Oh, why?
Did you say why?
Did yeah.
you
say
why? I featured for him.
Oh, you were featuring. That's cool. So yeah. There's only like three people on the show.
You look like you're gonna reach across and attack her or some shit. What's up with that?
I was just curious.
20 minutes. Well, what are you talking about?
It sounded like a wild.
She said it ended up being 20 minutes, right, so I was like, what happened?
Because it was 15 and then there was some technical difficulty. Which kept me on stage for much longer, just kind of.
How much material do you have?
I have a lot.
Yeah.
I'm a writer too, so it's like I'm constantly writing, constantly.
Muratori would go up as long as I needed it. When you did LA Pizza and stuff, I would just like, yes, everyone's laughing, let him keep going.
I'm used to doing the role, but I'm headlining that stage two on Thursday.
Oh, cool. Thanks for having me.
I got booked by
the club. You've been promising me spots for half
a
decade.
Ask him how many people he can bring.
How many people can you bring?
I'll bring.
Can you bring Ohio? I'm not going to say who this is. Can you bring Ohio? You can headline my motherfucking show.
He's talking about.
Can
Mike.
You bring Ohio? Bethany, BD, you're hot. Can you bring South Africa to my club? You a headliner. BD, you look great. Bring Chicago. Can you bring Chicago to my club?
Because it's
you can headline it.
Yeah.
Because it's headliners only.
Headliners only, BD. Headliners only, girl. Bring me Chicago. You can headline forever.
He actually calls me baby girl.
I think he calls everybody baby girl.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to call you BD from now on.
You can call me BD.
BD, it works for you.
Sounds too close to VD. Every time you say it, I keep saying
her and I are cool. Shut the fuck up.
I didn't think VD at all. I thought just
BD. She's a nice Midwestern girl.
Yeah.
I'm not saying you have VD. I'm just saying when he said BD the first couple times, it rang in my head as VD.
But that's
See, and the thing is.
Well, I haven't heard VD my whole life like you have.
I only misbehave when they're bad.
I haven't heard it at all.
That's the thing. That's the thing. Give me more credit than us. I only misbehave when people are bad.
Yes.
She's very sweet. I have no. You're always great. When you're bad, then I'm very bad.
Well, yeah.
I warn you a couple of times, and then I pull you into the abyss.
It's like you return the favor.
I return the favor. You know, it's a Latin thing. It's like, why does it got to be like that?
Yeah.
Why do you got to act like that?
Eye for an eye.
And then I got to fuck with you. Mm-hmm. It's usually a chuckle fuck or two. It's somebody talking out.
Sometimes, I will tell you this, Muratori. Sometimes you think you're being attacked and you're not, and you go off on them.
Sometimes, yes. But it's usually an audience member anyway.
But that's like four Long Islands in, though.
Well, I told him. I did a show for him one night, right? This maniac. And some retarded kid is in the front row just running around.
Well, he was there every week.
Yeah, but still.
He was at a pizza
joint.
So
I said to the parent.
It's the waiter, Mike.
It wasn't the kid. I said to the parent.
Oh, I'm thinking of someone. I thought you were talking about Adam, the one with the horn.
No, I love Adam. I love that.
The horn.
Did you ever see Adam? You never saw Adam.
She never did LA Pizza.
Okay, Adam would go up to girls and he would hug them and not let them go. It was the greatest thing you've ever seen in your life.
He said,
I love you. It was crazy.
He set a fire in the bathroom.
Yes. Yes.
Crazy. Adam who?
He was this retarded guy. He was great.
He would walk around Granada Hills. Question.
So he was challenged.
No, he was challenged.
But
yeah.
He had another show.
Not so much that he didn't have a libido, though.
this other dude was, he was like a mongoloid. He was like, and he's running.
Oh, he had Down syndrome.
He had Down syndrome. He was a nice kid. I wasn't mad at him.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, to the parent, can you please control him? And so this is what happened. He got mad at me. He goes, well, what would you do? I said, if he was my kid, he'd be on a shock collar right now. And it has nothing to do with him having Down syndrome. He would just be on a shock collar. And the guy got up and he walked out. He got pissed.
I love watching Bethany listen to the story just going.
Oh, I didn't do that. I was just listening.
And it has nothing to do, you know what I mean? Control your kid.
Yeah. I have no
You're Latin. I don't need to tell you.
Yeah.
Yeah. We don't play that shit. Timeout. They get hit.
No, they.
Or they
get
put in the corner. That's it. They get knocked out.
Agreed. I mean, even in the Midwest, like that's.
Yeah, he had Down syndrome.
He's still his kid. He was running across the room.
Well, I will say this: don't bring your kid to the comedy club.
Yeah, that's
shock collar. Shock collar.
Have you ever done comedy with a kid in the room?
Yes. Oh yeah,
many times. Yes.
Oh god, I'll reprimand them.
Fuck
an improv
them.
The pig and whistle.
Oh yeah.
Teen week. They do it in July.
Yeah. I did that one time. I will never do it again. They're like, no. Do your real set. Do everything real. And I don't even have that much like sexual stuff in it anymore. So I was like, all right. And as soon as I went to do it, it's like you look at the kid and they're cracking up, and then you look in the background and it's just parents. And you're like, I can't do this.
That's funny. I actually heard Ari Shaffir did that, and he's like filthy sometimes.
Ari's fucking hilarious.
Yeah. And he was at Teen Week.
He's fucking hilarious.
16 or 15 and older, I think, Teen Week. And like he just did his normal shit and he didn't give a fuck.
No, he's at that point, he doesn't care.
Somebody was telling me they just get pissed because all the teenagers are just sitting there on their fucking phones texting the whole time.
Or like, taking pictures of you. Yeah, so. That's what they are doing.
No shit.
Yeah.
So, well, we're at the hour mark, guys. Are you guys plugging anything? You want to talk about anything before we get going here? What are you doing right now, man?
I got Love It's on Saturday, 10 o'clock.
How can they get on your guest list?
Is it
a guest list situation?
Yeah.
Okay, so they can just go?
They can just go.
They're just at the point now where they don't have a ticket person. They're just letting them in.
Just show up, man.
All right. John Lovitz at what time?
At 10 o'clock.
City Walk, Universal Studios, City Walk. 10 o'clock this Saturday.
And
how come I'm not on that shit? Just kidding.
Because you don't bring anybody.
You gotta bring Ohio.
No, you know what? And then in October, starting October, every third Wednesday.
Bring Ohio, motherfucker.
I'm at the Brea Improv every third Wednesday of the month.
Every third Wednesday of every month?
Every month.
You got a deal.
I got a deal.
That's cool, man.
Good for you.
They offered me Tuesdays there because Comedy Juice was really good at Irvine, but not good at Brea, and they left. And they're like, you want to take Tuesdays? I was like, I don't think that's going to work every month. That's hard. I'm in L.A. also. I don't know that many
people.
You're
a promoting genius. You can make that happen.
It's too late. I'd rather just do one Thursday every month or two there and just stick with that and impress them as we go, you know?
Like a promoting genius.
Yeah, that's how it was for me for the better part of a year.
Yeah. I still ask for Thursdays. He gave me a Wednesday once. It wasn't as good. So.
You know what? I don't think they do a monthly on those because sometimes the headliner will take it.
Well, yeah, the headliner usually is Thursday to Sunday.
Yeah.
But I guess like once in a while they do Friday to Sunday, and then I'll grab it. So, what about you, Miratori? What are you doing right now?
Thursday, August 23rd, Stage 2, The Ice House.
You're headlining?
Yes, sir.
That's cool. Who booked that show?
The club. They might give me a deal there, though. They offered me a deal.
Nice.
So I might take it. Like to do an ongoing show because it was a nice deal.
So he might book you.
Yeah.
So if I do it, I'll book you.
He's already putting me on a show in Valencia.
Can you host?
I want you to do Valencia. Tilted Kilt. The girls are off the hook in Tilted Kilt.
Okay. I'm in.
Filthy.
That'll be fun. You should book Bethany and
I'll book
Julio
Bethany
too.
In September. I'll book both of you.
Awesome.
If it lasts that long, you know how it goes. Yeah. I want to make sure I can pay you, so.
Yeah.
You don't have to bring anybody.
Thank
they don't bring on my show.
Thank
just
you.
Bring yourself and your multiple personalities.
Yes.
That's all I want, BD. That's all I want.
That's all you need.
And just bring your girth. Bring your girth and funny. That's it.
I get the pass, too. At first, I thought you just got it.
No. Like, you bring your girth and bring your funny.
You bring Chicago. I'm like, I don't know. I'm not even
you're going to bring Ohio, Monarch. You're going to bring every synagogue in Los Angeles to my show.
I realize you're attacking somebody else, but at the same time...
I love them, though. 2 for 3, 4 for 5. That's how it's going to work.
I'm only a little offended because... Here's the thing. I will say something.
I love him.
In L.A., there's no other way to do it in these big clubs.
I agree with you.
I mean,
I'm agreeing with you.
The only reason I get a show there is because I bring so many damn people.
Yeah.
That's what you're going to do, right? You're going to bring...
Such a cocksucker.
You're going to bring Mount Olympus to my show, right? You're going to get everybody from Mount Olympus, Poseidon, Neptune, Mercury, Flash. You're going to get everybody. Bring it to my show. You can headline for eternity. That's what you're going to do.
Oh, shit. Neptune
no,
didn't.
One show. You get to just have
okay.
One
you're just going
to
do one show. That's
Come
all
on.
You get. You bring Zeus, you get 2 shows.
How much do I get paid? Paid.
You paid. You know what your tip is? Your pay is that you get on stage. That's your pay.
I just got a message from Big Mike.
What did it say?
No shit.
Oh, it was actually a message from Guy Groves to everybody, and Big Mike replied, and it's on Messenger. I was like, oh, shit. This is a weird time for him to be hitting me up. No, it was about something else. I guess Guy Groves show is canceled or rescheduling it.
Who's Guy Groves?
He's nice. One of he's a good comic,
bro. Oh yeah, I saw it. Yeah,
yeah, I saw that pop up. I was like, oh shit!
No shit, he had the 8 o'clock show then.
Mike Maritori, I think Mike wants to talk to you.
Oh, that's right. Mike. We're all on it, right?
Yeah, it's
we're
big on Mike. Show. We're Mike, it's little it. Mike. What's going on? You want to do my show? Bring South Africa. You can do my show.
I thought it was a text, like bring people.
Yeah, that'd
like,
be funny.
For your next show, yeah.
Yeah, that would be good.
You know, like,
but apparently he don't listen either.
He's like, Neptune didn't show. You're not on the show no more.
Not on the show. Neptune and Mercury did not show, but Minotaur did. You get 0.5 minutes.
One thing I've never done, I have never kicked somebody off a show because they didn't bring people. That's
nice of you.
They've offered ahead of time. Because
you don't want to tell people that now because they're going to be like, well, at least I'll be able to do it.
I just won't book them. I won't book them again. But yeah. I mean, I don't say you can't go up. I don't agree with that.
I had that happen to me.
By who? Who did it to you?
And you know what? I'm pissed off at myself because I went for the deal. I don't have to.
What was that deal, Julio?
I went for the deal to bring the 15 people and get that fucking spot.
Who was the promoter?
It's Crazy Cindy.
Oh. Crazy Cindy is out of her motherfucking mind.
Now here was the deal. The deal was Andy Dick was going to be there.
So I remember this. This was like a few months ago, right?
I know
Andy.
People,
Andy's
I know,
insane.
I know a couple Andy's people insane. That like him. So I'm like, cool, I'll just tell them to come and I get to do the show. Well, I tweeted, hey, at the show, Comedy Store, Andy Dick. Andy Dick replies, I'm not going to be there. So then I have to call everybody up.
Oh, you tagged him on the tweet?
I have to call everybody up and say, hey, don't come.
Yeah.
So then I told
But you were stupid enough to listen to Crazy Cindy.
I go, look.
Shame on you.
I go, nobody's coming. So what's going to go on? He goes, well, you have to bring, you know, 15 people. I go, I understand that. Nobody's coming. So should I just leave? Well, you know, I told you to bring people. I go, I got that.
You're like, and you told me
there'd
be Andy
bring
Dick would be
anybody.
Here.
Yeah, I didn't even go that low. Yeah.
You were telling Crazy Cindy this.
Yeah.
She's crazy.
And she would not say yes or no.
She threw it down the steps.
So I'm like, you know what? I understand you. I got you now. And I had to leave. But this is the fucked up part is that I had to hunt her down to get me to tell me that. She's like, oh, I got to go on stage. And after that, she went into the green room.
She just left.
And then after that, I was talking to her. She's like, excuse me for 1 minute. Talk to somebody for
Crazy
a while.
Crazy Cindy.
It just like would not get back to me.
Was this the main room?
Yeah, it was the main room. Yeah, it was the main room. But, you know,
now,
are you
in competition with Crazy Cindy?
I've never talked to her in my life. I don't know who. I see her posting on Facebook. I don't know nothing about her. I'm not in competition with anybody.
No,
honestly.
Not.
I've never even heard of her.
He's not.
Yeah.
Crazy Cindy is frightening looking.
She's
like a fucking crackhead fucked a witch.
Me. You know, like hitting me up. So yeah. I'm like, oh, so you've seen my stuff. She goes, no, but you know, I know you're a comic.
Oh.
Like, she's got a voice like this.
So, yeah.
Julio. I don't care if they're dead bodies. Just put them in the audience.
Put them in the audience.
And give me $10 for each of them.
$10 for each of them. And then you can look at my dirty, torn up pussy.
Industry's going to be there.
Do you know Industry. Rebecca? What's her fucking name? She does
the fat bitch.
Dude,
I hate that bitch.
Me too, dude.
I cussed that bitch out at that place. Cuckooberry, whatever the fuck
it was. Yeah. Elderberries. She was at my last two shows. I just wrote her. Yesterday, I go, can you please stop coming to my shows and recruiting my comics?
She looks like Renee Zegwell, or whatever the fucking.
She's sitting
she looks
in the
like
back.
That after an explosion.
She's
like ginormous.
She's sitting in the back. She's sitting in the back of the fucking room with a clipboard watching my show at the main
you
room.
You should have hit her.
No, I just
scared the shit out of that bitch.
You know what?
She is not funny.
I'll just call you to do
I'll
it.
I'll do it.
I know
can't
you will.
Stand her. My friend dated her. My first question was why. She is disgusting, fat, unfunny, and just beat up like this, like ginormous, but not like hot.
Don't hold back, Mike. Tell us how you really feel.
Yeah, I know.
She recruits,
this became something completely different, and I'm
interested. Rebecca's funny because she'll approach you like this. She does it at Flappers. I've watched her work this whole voodoo.
Yeah.
She'll come up to you real soft-spoken. She's from like Tennessee or something. Baby, I'm doing a show at the Ambar, and you know, you could bring some people, but you have to be clean, and... you know, I can't pay you, but I can give you really good stage time and a drink ticket.
Industry will be there.
Industry. The coal industry will be there. The cotton industry. The steel industry. Come on down. There's no parking at the Embo. You're going to have to park about 5 blocks away. And then you're going to get raped by some crackhead. But it's okay, baby.
You know what?
Because I love you and God loves you.
All you got to do is buy a pizza next door.
You. You know, Vargas does that shit, too. He's an old friend of mine. I torment him.
I hear about it.
He rips everybody off in the name of Jesus Christ. That's the greatest fucking thing. No, yeah. Mike, God has been good to me. No, you're a fucking crook. I was a real crook. I don't use God's name in my crookery. I did real crookery.
I'd rather take the kudos and be like, it was me who did it. This is why I have money, because of me.
God
has nothing to do.
God, that's the whole thing. He rips you off in the name of God.
Right.
He's another one. He makes money from his shit.
Yeah.
I don't know what he's doing.
I don't know either.
It ain't no God shit. He's conjuring some shit up.
He does Fridays in the main room.
He makes a fortune.
I do a Friday every once a month now, and he's like, yeah, I do Fridays, except for when you have it now. That's what he told me at the Ice House a few weeks ago. I was like,
you stealing my shit.
Is this a
hit? I'm going to have to pray for your death, Brian. You're stealing my shit. Because God told me you should not have that room on a Friday.
God bless you.
God bless you. God be with you always, you cheap Jew kike fuck. God bless you.
Are you Jewish?
No.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I just want to make sure he's just offending me and not everyone else.
Yeah, me either. Me either.
All right.
No,
I'm
absolutely nothing, so I get to make fun of nothing.
There we go.
That's basically what it is.
So you have no opinion.
I get no opinion.
All right. Well, now we got a last minute attack of the Bookers by Mike before we go, and Bethany.
Becca O'Brien should be hit by a car.
Yes.
What do you got going on right now?
Well, Thursday, your show at the Improv.
That's going to be awesome.
10 p.m. And then the 29th Comedy Store, and then 30th Levitt's.
Oh, cool. Whose show are you on at Levitt's? Big Mike's or your own?
I have
no
idea.
You just get booked and they don't even tell you who's booking you?
I'm sorry.
That's okay. And you can get on the Improv guest list at freecomedyshows.com. And I'll tell you all about that. You can tweet it all you want all week.
All right.
All right.
Free comedy.
freecomedyshows.com. All right, guys, well, that's episode 12. I really thank you guys for coming down. It was a lot of fun, and I guess that's let's just fade. Hold on,
I heard something.
Yeah,
can I come on episode 69? I'll be alive by then.
Yeah, 69, you're in.
Yeah, that's like that's a few away.
Okay, so I'll see you maybe even before then.
Yeah, that's like 55 from now. 55.
Close to a year.
We could do it.
Okay.
I'll still be here.
It's actually a little over a year, guys.
Yeah, there you go.
A little over a year.
Thank you.
There you go.
Thank you.
Someone has an education.
52 weeks.
I fucked the exit music, so I'm going to do it again. Ladies and gentlemen, episode 12 is in the can.
Everybody. The whole motherfucking family tree to my show.
Hilarious.
Oh, I don't give a fuck.